Congratulations. We will move on to item 1211. And I know Amy is here somewhere. There she is. And everybody you need is here. Is that correct? Very good. Come on up. Item 1211.
Item 1211, repeal code for single-use plastic checkout bags and polystyrene foam food containers and replace with code prohibitions and restrictions on single-use plastic.
Colleagues, this is supposed to be a second reading today. As you're aware, you have all been informed that rather than doing the second reading and taking the final vote today, I'd actually like to offer an amendment. So you might remember the presentation from representatives of my staff, including Amy and others in the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability 2 weeks ago that we had on this particular item. If adopted, this ordinance would implement a buy request and ask first model in the city of Portland for single-use plastic items, which would include straws, stirrers, utensils, and condiment packaging. Today, I'd like to propose an amendment that would include plastic straws, stirrers, utensils, and condiment packaging to both the ask first and by request directives of the policy. Previously, the by request dine-in part of the ordinance had only straws and stirrers, and the first ask part only focused on utensils and plastic condiment packets. Following the first reading of the ordinance, my staff and the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability leads worked with and listened to various stakeholders in the community, from the business community, from the advocacy communities, and determined that straws should be included in this policy directive for dine-out and delivery services. Frankly, the only criticism of this policy that I've heard is that it doesn't go far enough, quickly enough. Including all identified plastic serviceware in both parts of the ordinance will hopefully help alleviate these concerns. I move, therefore, to amend the definition of plastic serviceware, electronic orders, and fast food found in City Code 17.103.300 under definitions for restrictions on single-use plastic serviceware. In addition, all identified plastic serviceware, straws, stirrers, utensils, and condiment packaging will be included for both the buy request and the ask first aspects of this policy. This will ensure these additional materials are targeted in dine-in, fast food, takeout, and delivery scenarios, and it'll help the policy to achieve its goal of reducing plastic and single-use disposable waste in the city of Portland. Can I get a second, please?
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Discussion.
Do you have it written out anywhere, please?
Yes. Yeah, can.
Could you pass? Do you have copies?
I have a copy.
Thank you.
I was curious, how does this affect like cafeterias? And I can't really think of too many cafeterias offhand, but I know like Standard Insurance, for instance, has a cafeteria.
Pete Chisholm, Winfield, BPS. Commissioner Saltzman, that's a good question. We actually have engaged with a couple of institutional organizations that have cafeterias, including OHSU and PPS. So they have cafeterias. There are a variety of types of cafeterias which would be involved in this. And so we are looking to make sure that they have the opportunity to and they're able to engage in this reduction of single-use plastics. And actually PPS said to me this morning, Aaron, the sustainability manager, Pressburg, said that whether or not this passes, they're going to be doing this anyway. So they're very much engaged and ready to go. So
in comparing this with the last one, there's actually a change that's not highlighted, which is what was requested in 103.310B, because we had the person who testified about utensils, and so that's now changed but not highlighted in this. So it's consistent, I believe, with what the mayor just said. Basically taking out utensils and condiment packaging and changed that section to just if plastic serviceware, which was defined earlier as everything,
so,
correct?
Just for a clarification, the plastic serviceware, which includes in the definition of plastic serviceware, utensils is included, and utensils is also defined in there to be more specific around forks, spoons, knives, and chopsticks, per the conversation we had on the 14th. It's on page 4.
So basically what your motion is to substitute this new Exhibit A.
That's correct.
Which is, I suggest a friendly amendment to have the substitute, because what you said is not what this is.
Can I get a legal counsel interpretation?
Yeah,
I'm happy to do a substitute.
This is the first time just now I'm seeing the language, and I'm having a hard time, I think maybe I'm having the same concern as Commissioner Fritz, I'm having a hard time tracking what the amendment exactly is. I understand the policy intent. So this
is changed.
Okay.
Yeah.
So okay, so I want to make sure I'm clear on what the actual legislative changes. So what Commissioner Fritz just handed me is there's a new definition for all of, and please correct me if I'm misunderstanding. So there's a new definition, new set of definitions for all of 17.103.300 that are being introduced today.
There are some additions to the definitions, yes. And one of the additions would be the utensils at the end of the definition.
So it's a strike and replace what was previously in to include this whole new highlighted section?
Yes. And then 17.103.310B is also changed, and that's not highlighted.
Okay, and that's new. So it's what I have here is a substitute exhibit, and we're just moving to substitute the entire exhibit because that reflects the policy as Commissioner Wheeler just described.
I have no objections unless staff has objections.
The removal of utensils was not intended to remove that from Section B. It was actually intended to be incorporated into serviceware.
Either way,
I think it's acceptable for sure.
I'm just trying to make it so we can pass this and then pass it next week. And I think if you, instead of doing the specific wording which explains what we're doing, just substitute the new Exhibit A, which then will be available for public review, and it does what the mayor just said. Is that?
Would you like to have a look at what this is and make sure it's consistent with what, with the amendment? As I don't know where this came from.
Put that together, right?
The new changes were just accepted. Yeah. Actually, could I?
Yeah.
Could I see it? She's just talking about this part.
I mean, that seems acceptable.
Yeah.
Okay. So then it would be just a motion to substitute.
Motion to substitute.
Yes.
Yeah. Very good.
Second.
Very good. Any further questions or conversations?
Just one more question.
Commissioner Saltzman.
So, Pete, I heard you just mention chopsticks. I mean, aren't chopsticks made out of wood?
I think most chopsticks are made out of wood, but some chopsticks are made out of plastic. And I think most of the chopsticks made out of plastic are assumed to be reusable. But, you know, we just figured that if that became a single-use item, or if it is a single-use item, we want to make sure that that's in the definition of utensils.
So
I don't think it's common.
So wooden chopsticks are okay?
Yes. This is only about plastic items.
But
correct.
My favorite Thai place has the plastic chopsticks, which are definitely reusable, out in case that you don't have to ask your server to please go get chopsticks.
Sure.
And that would no longer be okay?
Well, it would be, I would interpret that as being a reusable and not a single-use plastic.
They're not single-use. Okay.
Yeah. That would be fine.
So it, right? As long as I can get my chopsticks without having to ask.
Fair.
Fair.
Great. I think the noodles are safe for another day. So we'll take a vote on the substitute. Please call the roll.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The substitute is adopted. This is the equivalent of a first reading. It moves to second reading as substituted.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We did have someone who wanted to testify I believe on the amendment.
Which we have to.
Oh, you know what? We do have to do that. I apologize. Please come on up.
We're all just unvoted.
We unvoted.
It's okay. You don't need to. Okay.
Who said time travel's not possible?
Right.
Welcome. Thank you.
Thank you, members of the council. My name is Ryan Cruz, and I'm actually staff for the Surfrider Foundation. I had the pleasure of sitting here about 10 years ago in a bag monster costume, and at that time I was a volunteer with the Portland chapter.
That was you.
Yep. That was me. So I'm honored to be back here again, and I'm here speaking on behalf of our Portland chapter who couldn't be here today because they're all volunteers and they're working their day jobs. So I'm honored to do that, and I have a prepared statement that I'd like to read.
Sure. Thank you.
So the Portland Chapter Surfrider Foundation fully supports the amendments and the policy intent to the single-use plastic serviceware policy. These amendments bring the ordinance into alignment with the original policy that came out of the Plastic Reduction Working Group and is closer to the policy requested at the start of this process. Fully including fast food takeout and delivery in this ordinance is imperative to reaching the waste reduction and environmental protection goals, in addition to transitioning more than 120 businesses away from single-use plastic straws. Our Portland chapter holds monthly cleanups throughout the city of Portland. We find straws at each of those cleanups, many coming from fast food and takeout restaurants. So this is, you know, why this is amendment is very important to us. Our Ditch the Straw PDX businesses have seen substantial cost savings, positive customer feedback, and reductions in the amount of serviceware that's used. And so scaling these reductions up to the approximate 6,000 food service businesses, this ordinance could literally prevent millions of single-use plastic items from entering the waste stream, which we are very excited about. This policy, as amended, would be the first comprehensive Ask First policy that includes fast food for a city of this size. So that's great that we're all, you know, working together to break ground here. We would just like to thank the City Council for the directive on this issue, staff and fellow work group members for developing the policy, and the businesses and volunteers participating in the Ditch the Straw program, showing that a policy such as this can have positive fiscal and environmental impacts. And the Portland chapter, of course, looks forward to continuing to work with the city on this issue.
Excellent. Thank you. There any public... Oh, sorry, Commissioner.
I just want to say thank you for not swamping me with single-use emails on this issue.
You are welcome. Yes.
Single-use emails. That's great. Legal counsel, just to clean this up, should we retake the vote, or do we need to, since he testified in support?
I don't think we need to.
Okay. Very good. My apologies.
Thank you. It's all good.
Thank you very much for your testimony. Thanks for being here. So we've moved that to second reading. Next item will be 1213.